This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night, that hour plus long, just volley after volley of truth against the scum, and then to watch them lie and just before the speech in Phoenix and after the speech, and just a wall of fraud. Everything they say about him is what they're doing. And it made my head spin. An example was all over the Phoenix and national news, it was bikers rally against Trump. And then they'd show shots from 300 yards away of bikers. And I went, wait, those are bikers for Trump. And then it was, but they wanted to make it look like everyone was against Trump. They are going beyond any level of lies the Soviet Union or anybody ever else. North Korean propaganda has nothing on this. That's why they said bigger crowds will be that are against him that are inside. And then a few hundred scumbags showed up. And because the cops did their job and weren't on the side of the globalists, like Charlottesville, it didn't turn into a melee. When Antifa attacked people, they got pepper sprayed. It's just crazy. I can't even respond anymore. It's just, it is a full-on, upside-down world where they're creating an entire false reality and then having, for consensus, you wonder why CNN, MSNBC, their shows have 6, 7, 8, 10 panelists on at a time, all just going, we agree, we agree, we agree, the talking points put out, and then they all just parrot in some groupthink for the weakest-minded people who tune in to somehow think this is consensus. And then you see the folks that buy the propaganda, they are the dumbest slobs, the most helpless people. And the globalists are in the WikiLeaks like spiders discussing moths or flies they've tied up in their webs. Ah, this one will be delicious. Oh, I hate the scum. They don't taste as good as they used to. I mean, it's basically like that. I have a lot of my pretties tied up, but they're starting to struggle. What do we do? We'll have them fight with each other then. I mean, it's like demon spiders talking to each other. And I'm like, God, we're ruled by this? How the hell is this happening? And then there is such a hunger. I mean, they've got a $10 million contract out, we've confirmed, to news. To pay. They pay grants to the New York Times and CNN and all these things. They pay writers to write stories lying about us. And they can't find anything. And when they make stuff up, it blows up in their face. And you realize they hate me because I see through them, you see through them, and I'm here letting you know you're not insane when you see their wall of lies. You know there's other people that recognize it as well. We have solidarity, and they want to break that off. They want you alone. They want you desperate. They want to force you through peer pressure to join their false reality. And that's in the Facebook documents that came out this year, not just the WikiLeaks. And you read this stuff, and it's like, these executives are evil. They are cold-hearted. They are beyond the gulf of this reality. They're in hell. And I don't want anything to do with these people. We have the epic excerpts. Coming up. And it's just, I can't turn away. Plus, I'm right in the middle of it. I'm like the number two enemy now. Bannon has receded. I'm definitely the number two target. It's just, it is surreal. I mean, literal goblin creatures attacking. I mean,
are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I have made a lot of critical discoveries. You don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. Quote the Rolling Stones, and it's true. But now the tumblers are all coming into place. Everything's aligning. We know the plan is very, very clear. We knew that the globalist had a wicked taste. But now we see the full body of the monster we face. We can even see the ticks clinging to its hairy belly. We can smell it and hear the snort of its nostrils. And we can see the wake of death behind it. And so we steel ourselves for the fight. And the great rush of strength and commitment of our ancestors breathing life into our sails upon this sea of chaos and turmoil. As we ride the tempest and the black squall into the future, in, through, and beyond. And a lot of people are scared right now. They can feel the energy, and they think it's the enemy's energy. No. It's God coming back into the world. It's light. And it's evil that's already had a long season realizing its time is short. The fear you sense is the fear that evil has in its heart. And don't let that be projected onto you. Have good cheer, my friends, and know I'll never leave you, you'll never leave me, and God will never leave any of us as long as we choose free will and choose God. We are in God's presence. We are with God and the gift of consciousness and life, and we are saved. And the enemy hates that so much and wants to convince you that they have control over you, just like Faust and his Faustian bargain that was a fraud. He could have turned back any time. But he couldn't. Because he lied to himself. So, he chose. Because there's now absolutely zero doubt that the world system being constructed is designed to do one thing, and that's kill your soul. One thing. And it's got to bring you down and twist you and abuse you and have you abuse others and lower you down before it tears you apart. You've got to be lowered first before you can even be on the level to have this done to you. And the gate through which you entered into this evil is people seeking power and to not have fear and to be enlightened and be as gods and be on power trips and be so positive. But it's only the image of the universe you have in your mind, the image of God that you can begin to understand, you are not that thing that you can sense. And the devil says, oh, you are that thing. Here, I have a path for you, and you will attain it. But all you will attain is falling, not rising. How do I cover all this? The incredible, epic rampage against tyranny last night by President Trump. Beautiful. The spirit alone of defiance quenched a part of my soul that was in pain and gave me even more strength to go forward stronger. A battering ram, a signet, a figurehead. Standard. And that's why they hate him. As flawed as a man as he is, he's not out to get you. Look at these headlines. Germany. Journalist gets 6 months sentence for criticizing Islam mildly and pointing out that the Muslims allied with the Nazis across the board. Now, Germany is the model of global government now, even beyond England. England has struggled out of its clutches a bit. England's bucking the peer pressure a bit because they've already been pulled halfway down the spider hole and been bit. You know, it really stinks down there, and it's painful down there, and it's scary down there, and these people running things are a bunch of pedophiles, and they're not too nice, and we need to get away from these folks right now. And the Lilliputians are there trying to keep the UK tied down and to keep the Germans tied down and the Spanish tied down. Everyone else tied down as the drawbridge lays open and huge hordes of military-age men come rushing in screaming, give us the women, give us the money we were promised, because it's advertised by the UN that that's the case. This is just one article of hundreds that are all just as important. It's up on Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. Thunder buckets of stupid. ESPN pulls game announcer, who's been there for years, Robert Lee, because his name is too triggering. despite the fact that Robert Lee is Asian. Yes, it's a common Chinese name. You know, Bruce Lee. And you say, well, this is insanity. No, it's not. It's designed to have them move the Overton window to the most extreme craziness so you'll then accept anything. They're banning. Every couple days I see a library, a city council building, a dormitory, a public school, an elementary school, a hospital, changing the name from Lynch because there's been a lot of wealthy Irish named Lynch that gave heavily to hospitals and things that have nothing to do with there being a trial of a family that lynched their son called Lynch. But it's, again, literal war on words. They know what they're doing at CNN. They're not whacked out leftists. They are the priest of psych warfare, brain damaging their slaves. As much as I was disgusted by the frothing Seattle folks trying to attack me, they all look like soul-suck zombies. Those are mind control victims. Orthodox Islam is being orchestrated. That's my big epiphany, is that it's all true. It's the one thing you don't touch. I've had globalist top journalists, you know, enemy operatives all tell me, Alex, we're going to find something. We're going to dig something up. We're going to get you. I know it's existential. You want power, you want control. I expect you to attack me. But it's about their having the will to put out a fraud, a straw man to destroy who I really am. Same thing with Trump. And they tell me, look, we'll go easy. Just stop criticizing Islam and let us bring the Muslims in. And it's been decided, because there's going to be 3 billion of them in just 10 years. There's a billion, 500 plus million right now, that they are demographically, they are going to Islamify us and bring them in and merge it with leftist stuff. And absolutely, they're going to run our lives. And I'm somebody that was against the wars and all this because it was designed to destabilize them, bring them down, put the radicals in and prepare it. And then they used fighting the Muslims to sap our military, our treasure. I mean, the globalists are getting us both ways and walking us into our own Vietnam Part 2, Afghan War Part 2, but this time for us, not the Russians. And it is just total commitment to evil. And they are seeing Islam as their sword. And because of the mental illness and the inbreeding and the ugliness and just all of it, we are to be in a giant ritual. The West is to be defaced, thrown down, and used as toilet paper to the Muslim horde. And journalists that say, look, radical Islam has been allied with the Nazis, Islam, period, this is incompatible, these folks are you know, really, really racist, blah, blah, blah. And they said, listen, you're going to jail for 6 months. You like that? And guess who they hired to run the spine? Former Stasi, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the ADL now globally are getting all these big donations, billions, billions. Everybody's putting in their million, their 500 million, their 10 million, depending on how big they are, to just, and they now run YouTube and Google and are now starting all the censorship of political party organizations. That's why they've got to be litigated. We're just getting ready to figure out all the violations we've been under, who's best to, you know, go after here with the best case. Not because I'm litigious, skip this break, but because I absolutely have to do this and other people have to do it. And the lawsuits are being started by others right now, too. And Congress is moving. And you know why they're so scared? They're so scared because Joe Arpaio is coming on to give us the first big interview today, which I didn't even ask for, the first exclusive. I'm honored. But, you know, he just couldn't believe that we stood up for him when even Fox News wasn't covering that he'd been convicted and was going to spend years in prison for fake contempt charge by a federal Obama judge and who wouldn't even let him have a jury. But it's not a big deal overall that we got the info to Trump, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and others did as well. But I don't even know if I want our pilot to come on and thank us for all this and give the inside baseball because it gives the media too much of a hissy fit, but who cares? The point is that it isn't about even the pardon for Arpaio. That's the right thing to do. Trump did not even know that this was happening because they had him so isolated. And when he finally learned about it from Infowars.com and Drudge Report, this is directly from the president, and then folks had a chance to talk to him, he called Arpaio and told him where he learned about it and said, my God, I didn't know this was going on for months. We're going to get the lawyers to look at a pardon for you. And it almost happened last night. I mean, we told folks he was going to talk about it last night. And I don't want to get into inside baseball because this isn't sycophantic stuff about back channels the president and all the rest of it. I mean, they talk about it on Fox. They talk about it in Armed Services Committee hearings in Congress. The president knows who's fighting for this republic and who is fearless like he is, who is committed. And when I say fearless, I don't have fear of the enemy. I have fear of I'm not good enough for this. I don't say that to sound, you know, like some honorable knight. I mean, I feel absolutely horrible all the time that I'm not strong enough and I don't have enough will to beat them quicker because these people are absolutely evil. They literally hate you and your family. They're a bunch of pedophiles running it. That's another reason they like Islam is because pedophilia is legal in it. I cannot believe how desperate straits we're in. And people say, well, why do you keep having kids then? Because I'm doubling down. I'm putting my ancestors didn't give up. I'm not giving up. My kids aren't giving up. And I'm just going to just, I love them so much. The more children I have, the stronger I get because I'm fighting for them. And the light in their eyes gives me strength and connection right to God. And I'm never giving up. I'm never giving up. I'm going to get stronger. In fact, I can't even handle the strength and discernment I'm getting day by day. It is so humbling to be moved closer to God and under God's wings, and then to be able to see the enemy even that much clearer, it is just, this is good and evil, right and wrong. That's all this is. It's spiritual. The devil's real. This whole thing's satanic. World government, microchips, genetic engineering. It's already here, people. And you're not going to get away from it by joining it or trying to hide. The only way to get out, I'm here with my children. And they basically built this modern civilization as a tomb to bury us alive in, and there's one door to get out of. And the globalists and his all the minions, the devil, are standing in that door. And they know we've got God on our side, and we can get out of the door if we ask God for the help and then take action. Don't worry about your body, folks. You worry about who can get your soul forever. They want you to be with them forever in their ugliness and their misery. And they know it. And they're conscious. And they understand it. And they hate you. And they are absolutely sworn to destroy you. This is not the time to hedge bets, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time to get on your knees and ask God to lead, guide, and direct you. This is the time to make the decision for the rest of eternity which side you're on, because it's an absolute infinity fact that the fallen spirit on this planet, take a look where we're at, folks. Bible's dead on. It's here, and it wants one thing, to get you in its grasp and to take you down. We're going through it. And the devil is going to be behind us again. And you can already see we're pulling away our hearts, our minds, our souls. And the enemy is just, no! Your children belong to us! No! We are the authority. You will bow to us. You will submit to us. No, we won't. But you're not going to beat the devil with your will. You're going to beat the devil with God's will. And you're not going to find that will at these little satanic churches run by these little glitter bugs up there that are scared to death. And at nighttime get down on their knees to Satan because they're so scared of the devil. You're going to find God by asking God to come into your heart. You want to beat the enemy? That's where it is. You want to be free of this scum? Because this isn't like some football game or some competitive thing or some pissing contest where we're trying to be the guys running things and not the liberals. This is survival. This is survival. And so you've got to say, oh, you threaten me and my family. I'm going to put more into the world for me to love with God. I'm going to hang myself out there right there for you because we've transcended you cowards. Because that's who you are at the end of the day, is a bunch of scum, a bunch of anti-human trash that hates success and hates beauty and hates Genesis. Your lover's a death. What's Genesis? Life. And all its beauty, all its permutations exploding throughout the stars, throughout time and space. What are you? Oh, death. Wow. I'm impressed. As if life doesn't know everything about death. As if life didn't give birth to death. Death is only the little separations between all the rest of life. The flickers in and out. The pulse. The great equalizer. Because the evil doesn't transmit forward. It tries to, but it can't. It can only burn out wherever it gets a hold and sit there cold for eons. I promise I'm going to put all the clips when we come back, but just look at one article. Germany, journalist gets 6-month suspended sentence for criticizing Islam, arguing that Islam is a fascist ideology, now hate speech, which is fascist. Thunderbuckets, a Chinese man named Robert Lee, announcer for ESPN, especially fired because his last name's Lee. That scares people. That's right, Robert E. Lee. Black Lives Matter demands white people's homes as reparations. George and Amal Clooney donate $1 million to Southern Poverty Law Center to combat hate groups. Oh, how good. Transgender reveals self in kindergarten class to 5-year-olds and teaches them about sex without asking the parents. Parents never even talk to their 5-year-old about sex. They're not thinking about sex. And they go, oh, yes, your child's sexual, and I'm going to teach him because I'm a tranny. And so, I'm not going to criticize a tranny. Go ahead, sexualize my kids. But if a man walked up or a woman to your 5-year-old in the park and said, let me talk to you about sex and what's between my legs, you'd go to jail. But see, if it's, let's not be mean to the trannies, that's then the excuse to bring this in. It's all formulas, and they all know it. They all sit around and laugh at you. George Clooney and Brad Pitt and all those guys behind the scenes, Matt Damon, they all know about the New World Order. They all know about all of it. They all sit around and just make jokes at the public and then read whatever they're supposed to. They're not even cool enough to actually be in to enslaving and killing you like their bosses. They just want to, you. Antifa leftist riot in Phoenix. CNN blames Trump's angry, divisive speech. It's all coming up. Trump will probably end up terminating NAFTA. Oh, look, 4 million Americans paid $2.8 billion in Obamacare penalties in just the first 3 months of this year. But they said there was no penalties. It was a conspiracy theory of racist. I mean, they said Alex Jones is deeply racist. This is a quote from MSNBC, the talking point they've said many times, because he says Obamacare isn't free. And he says there's penalties. They go, well, that's what these deeply racist people do. They just make up lies about our black president. These are quotes. I'm like, here's the bill. They've hired 17,000 more now IRS agents just to penalize you. It's in the bill. And the Supreme Court ruled it's tax. They said, listen, I got a magic word, racist. Magic word. Hocus pocus. Abracadabra. Literally. Chabunga, Hakabunga, Kona, say a magic word. Grabber's on C-SPAN going, thank God these people are so dumb. We're just supposed to roll over to them and have weird, freaked out people look like they're half dead, come up on the street and go, F you, Nazi. I go, actually, talk to me about your views. Screw you, I won't talk to you, and running off, flipping me off. And a couple of them were so dumb, they tried to flip me off and couldn't even do the right finger. It's like, oh, is that one? And it's like, what the hell? I'm like, look at you people. They've got like a spiritual spider hooked onto them. They're like half dead. And I'm like, you better remove that, bro. And they're like, never. Little spider's eyes are red, and you actually notice it's the one talking. You're like, whoa,
we're wow.
I knew it'd be like this, you know? Like Rowdy Piper, and they live. He goes, oh, of course, formaldehyde face.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I'll run to you.
There's a really important article that Roger Stone sent me that I posted. I really do this in full to newswars.com, and it links through to the Florida paper. We'll put a link on the bottom to the particular paper itself. But it goes over 5 reasons why boycotting Roger Stone's 420 speech is horrifically stupid. Because I've done the math on this, and it's already going to happen. If you decriminalize marijuana, and if Trump actually delivers on Obama's promises to do it, and if he can get Sessions to worry about the heroin and, you know, the prescription drugs and all the serious stuff, that will turn the tide 100% for Trump. But regardless of what you think of that, you read this article, why was he banned on Fox, CNN, MSNBC? We first broke that over a year and a half ago. It was later confirmed there was an actual ban by the Hillary campaign in the WikiLeaks saying, shut down Roger Stone, he's the MVP, shut down Alex Jones. We've already got a ban on Jones, but get a ban on Roger Stone. As if I need to go on your shows to have viewers. When I go on your shows, then you get viewers. Every time I go on one of their shows, it goes from having a million viewers to 10 million viewers that day, and then it's all over the news for weeks, and you know, number one story of the year, Piers Morgan. Yeah, they had votes. That was the number one rated thing, most covered media event of 2013. They know I'm explosive. Not bragging, it's a fact. And it's the same thing with Roger, because he's a libertarian, and he's not who they say he is, and he is able to go out and get Democrats to wake up to how they're getting screwed over. Not just Reagan Democrats, but liberals. And it gets into how, you know, he's not against gay marriage, pro, you know, marijuana. I mean, Rogers, they call him the super right-wing guy. It's just not true. And it's not like he just says all this stuff. He's involved in that business out in California with the legalization and shops and sales, and has been for decades, you know, trying to get it legalized. It's one of the few things he's aligned with Soros on. But Soros is doing it for different reasons. Marijuana is a unifying force. True reform won't happen without Stone. Trump's focus on opioid crisis is backdoor for 420. True bipartisan appeal. And this article, written by a liberal reporter, I was reading his bio earlier today, actually understands what's going on. And again, just from a Machiavellian perspective, if you're asking why they hate Roger Stone so much, is because he's able to cut through all the partisanship. So they've got big national pieces in the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Soros group, Media Matters and others, saying boycotting, shutting down, get his sponsors, don't let him be on air, don't let him speak at a 420 conference in California, when this is the guy talking to Trump, trying to get him to go with what he originally said, that he is for the states being able to decriminalize. That doesn't mean I'm pushing marijuana. I don't like it. It's super strong. But, folks, they're selling hundreds of prescriptions that are far, far worse. They're not letting folks have marijuana for all the real medical uses. It's a plant, has incredible medicinal uses, and some people abuse it. People abuse alcohol. And I'm not going off on some marijuana jag. The point is that this is key calculus for Trump, and it's where he stood for 30 years. So he's very anti-drug, Trump is, but he understands marijuana is something that's in a whole other class and that half of America smokes. So as a country, we've chosen to do this. It doesn't hurt anybody else, and it needs to stop. We need to stop putting marijuana smokers in prison. But I got so much big news. I just want to point out at newswars.com, there's this story that's just a window into why is the left supporting Obamacare, written by the Republican establishment? That's a giant screw job with billions of dollars of fines on people that can't afford it and making you buy health care, ballooning the price of it. If you've got an industry where you have to buy it, what's going to happen? The price is going to go up. That's not rocket science, folks. I mean, we are being so royally screwed bipartisanly, and Trump's standing against that, and Mitch McConnell's running around saying, he might get removed now. I told you a month ago, the next 2 months, the word is, they're going to have the Republican establishment turn against him, bipartisan, say he's mentally ill, drugging, or killing. And now they're all over the news saying, he's mentally ill. He's got early onset. Oh, yeah, because he never stutters, never stammers, can work 18 hours a day, and is super smart. Boy, if that's Alzheimer's, I want some. My conversations with Trump is he listens some, but he talks and he finishes your sentences. And the guy's like hyper aware. And that's why they're so scared. Again, they want a civil war. They say he's causing a civil war. They say he's got dementia. They've got collective spiritual dementia. Everything they say about him, it's the opposite of what's going on. Now, I've got, formerly with Special Forces Operations and CIA and all the rest of it, Pachinik coming on, and there was a consortium and people in and out of government that kind of jumped on the bandwagon with the American people for populism and helping back Trump, that did want to get out of Afghanistan. That's what all the smart brains say, and he's really pissed off at Trump right now. And I just want to say, I'm not a lesser two evils guy, but Trump is great on 90% of things and means well on things he's doing that we might be able to say down the road might be proven wrong. But the enemies of humanity are at Mach 100 with their afterburners melting the fuselage trying to destroy Trump. And why is that? Because they know he's got their number and they can spiritually see it. And they are It's like Count Dracula getting hauled out at high noon, folks, and being tied up, you know, to a stake in the middle of the town square. I mean, they are on fire. And the energy you see coming from them right now is their meltdown. You're like, whoa, because that's the pedophiles are getting arrested everywhere. It's all over British news. The government's run by pedophiles and blackmail. Same thing here. It's all coming out. It's all they know the season of the bloodletting for them is coming. And by bloodletting, I mean the pus being drawn out. And so they are screaming like banshees, like a wagon load of vampires that get dumped out in the middle of the Sahara Desert at high noon. They are just looking at the sun and going, ah! And they are burning up in front of your eyes. And so they're putting on their kabuki dance, their baloney dance, bigger than they've ever done, with just a wall of lies. What are we going to do? There's 5,000 bikers out in Phoenix, and we've only got 200 people that Soros can ship in. Everybody else is too scared. Well, just say the bikers are against Trump. I mean, it is just incredible. Look at that. Phoenix Times. Antifa's bikers for Trump and other groups planning to protest Trump's Phoenix rally. And I thought surely that's a typo. And then I read it, and it said the bikers for Trump were there against Trump, which they weren't. And then I read it in Reuters. Then I read it in AP. Then I was like, oh, my God. Again, I can't even keep track of the lies anymore. It is a wall of fraud. Did bikers for Trump know they were there to protest Trump? That's the level of deceitful, rat-like creatures we're dealing with. Now, right now, that's just one little stack I mentioned here for you. But I want to get into what happened last night because it's so incredibly important. Briefly, yesterday's special that was supposed to end is going to go one more day because, as is normal, we are a skeleton crew in many areas trying to up our crew right now desperately, but launching new shows, we're very busy. We're extending the sales one more day because I've got to have a sales meeting after the show and decide the best products we've got, the best deals we can do, and to have new specials. But this has been the biggest, longest special we've ever launched. It's been very, very successful. It was the John Oliver special and the BuzzFeed special. It's combining that with the 1776 special of this month. So 66% off colloidal silver, 50% off the toothpaste products. Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, absolutely game-changing, $17.76, 55% off. Biotru Selenium, 29% off. MycoZX is sold out. DNA Force is selling out. We've also pulled out of the sales Brain Force. That is going to sell out in like a week or so. So we took it back to our regular discounted price. It's pretty much never at retail. Every once in a while it is. So that's selling out. So it's not in the special anymore. We've got to stop the air purifier specials today. We've got to stop the Alexa Pure specials. We've never had specials again this big because they're already discounted. We don't like raise price and then drop it a bunch and say, oh, look, it's a special. I mean, it is what it is. I'm religious about just doing what I say I'm going to do. Alexa Pure Breeze, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Prostaguard. It's all there and it's all massively discounted. Caveman and the True Whey Protein, 30% off, super high quality. They'll great together. Try the Caveman strawberry or chocolate flavor for yourself. I like to put some milk in with it, some berries in with the strawberry flavor, and then it's really excellent. The other ones taste terrible. This, I wouldn't say tastes perfect with water, but the point is it's the nutrients, not the taste. You know, all the ancients and all your grandmothers knew about chicken broth, and that's just a little bit of the essence. This is concentrated, organic, massive dosages of this. It's just the superfood, Caveman. Available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. But it takes time to look at the products and decide what the sales are going to be. I think it's going to be T-shirts, books, and videos for the next few weeks. So if you want to try these products out, sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. I want to thank you all for your support. And the enemy is coming after us. They have got just hordes of private detective groups, newspapers, magazines, publications, just contacting people that I don't even know. and just trying to dig up basically fake informants just to make stuff up like they do in corrupt courts sometimes. And it's just everything that's happened is turned against them. But it's just the level of hate is staggering. And my fear is I'm not strong enough to defeat them long term. But it's so miraculous how everything is turned around against them because they're such just diabolical trash that God just keeps coming through. But don't think, folks, if they kill me or put me in prison or do whatever it is, that's a defeat. That is a sign of the extreme victory we've been having. But you need to understand, they're announcing massive censorship everywhere. Jihad Watch, mainline site that just exposes ISIS and Al-Qaeda. PayPal took them down. It's the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL literally working for the Muslim Brotherhood now. I mean, it's just, it's the most over-the-top thing now. You mildly criticize any major Islamic group, and the ADL tries to get you shut down. Southern Poverty Law Center does. It's just total racketeering, in my view, by the SPLC particularly. I mean, these are people that call our president a Nazi. They are just a lying pack of evil. I mean, they are so bad. And how they attack, the Family Research Council and, the gunmen that go in and shoot at people and shoot people. I mean, it's just, they are just so bad and they're so wicked. And they're really trying to activate their readers and their mental patients, as folks have said. I really think we should also get on today. We really need to get Mike Cernovich on. He's so knowledgeable. I want to get his take on this moment we're in right now, because the enemy is just revealing itself, and it is horrific. I mean, it is just, ugh. And you just want to be away from them, but they're in the news. They're in your life. They want your kids. They're just always leering and pushing and... They're so spiritually ugly, and then physically ugly, and they know they're demons. They know they're trash, and it's just like, oh my, what is wrong with you? And they're just seething with hate. They want to get. They can't even hide it. It's crazy because they're godless. They're turned over to evil, and they only think if they can snuff your light out, they'd feel good. They don't know how much worse they're going to feel once they are removed from our presence. Now let's start getting to these epic clips of the president. Let's go ahead and play the first clip. The first clip is, if you want to discover the source of the division in our country, look no further than fake news and crooked media. I mean, that's better. It's crooked media. They're getting paid grants by billionaires at CNN, MSNBC, Salon. All of them get grants and money. They all pile money on from the rigged system they've got and prop it up and then pay for all the nasty media. And that's why the media is so desperate, because they've been told, if you can't deliver, we're going to stop funding you. So there are no rules. There are no standards. There's nothing. Just attack, destroy, start a war. Call for the president's death. And so they get up on TV and go, we're going to kill him. He's mentally ill. We're going to kill him. People are like, that's illegal. No, no. And anybody in the military that says they support him, we're going to kick him out because you can't support the president. We're like, military's supposed to support the president. They're just, they're trying to upside down everything, and it's not working on the general public. But for the people under their control, it's driving them into total insanity. And so then they're more and more violent. They're more and more hateful. And it's harder for the media to spin that isn't there people that are hateful and evil and racist. And so they go, just censor everyone. That's not working either. Because we had defenses of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, other things that weren't perfect and were kind of forgotten about, but now have been rediscovered. And it's like a lot of times you try to put a fire out, it'll catch the blanket you got on fire. Or you try to put it out, coals roll out, and pretty soon there's a brush fire right here. All of a sudden the wind kicks up like God's not on your side. And all of a sudden you're engulfed in your own attempt to put out the fires of liberty. And fire goes up and will burn down these evil people in these high places. These fortresses they built for themselves are actually going to be their prisons. The ovens of the heavens raining down fire like we saw in the time of Ezekiel, burning away the tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen, you saw that eclipse. You see how beautiful this universe is. And you see how strong the fire of liberty is. You witness how you take the metal and you put it into the fire to separate the impure from the pure. Without these tests, I know everybody already knows this, without being put through the fire, through the forge, without being put like the potter's creation through the kiln, is the term I'm looking for, nothing gets hardened, nothing gets strengthened, nothing lasts. Everybody knows that. When we come back, I'm going to just start playing clip after clip after clip after clip of this incredible speech last night that absolutely horrifies the globalist and absolutely drives them insane that they can't break the American people's will, but they believe they can break Trump, they can break you.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS? Are you facing potential wage garnishments, levies, or tax liens? With a call to the Attorney's Tax Relief Helpline, you can get the tax help you need through special programs that can reduce your liability by thousands of dollars. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. Yes, that's right. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. Once you have qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all collection activities against you. Attorney's Tax Relief has been helping consumers reduce their debt and are trusted and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Again, on your mobile phone, dial **1234. That's **1234. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call Attorney's Tax Relief now and get free information and to see if you qualify. You can fix this, but don't wait any longer. Pick up your mobile phone and dial **1234. That's **1234.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Division in our country, look no further than the fake news and the crooked media, which would rather get ratings and clicks than tell the truth.
It was a pipe dream that Donald Trump is not going anywhere. People are saying impeachment. He's going to be there for 4 years. But he has given oxygen to racists.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't really said anything, denounced the alt-right. He talked about the KKK and whatever. He hasn't really done that. He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country.
Mm-hmm.
He has not tamped down race. And I'm just going to say, I mean, if he was on my team in this newsroom and said those things, he would be escorted out of the building by security.
Yeah.
And I have to, my colleague Anna Navarro says something, and I want you to respond to this, because I asked Bakari about the 25th Amendment. And she said, the only possible, and this is on Twitter, the only possible defensible explanation for Trump's disgusting, unpresidential, narcissistic behavior would be early onset dementia. Maybe. She's not the only one who's been saying. Some people have been saying that for months. I mean, but listen. We told
everybody that was the next thing about 4 months ago that was coming from our intel. Because the Russian thing, they knew was going nowhere. And now, he's mentally ill, he's deeply racist. And notice, first they say, denounce the KKK. Then they label all Republicans that are real alt-right and say, now denounce that, then denounce the Republican Party, then denounce any opposition to them. That's all this is. We're going to bully you and come after you and come after your business and call you a racist and bankrupt you and shut down your website and come after your kids. If you don't, let us bring in the Muslims and let us take your rights away and let us sexualize your kids and let us take your guns and let us run your life. Is that clear? Well, is it clear, Don Lemon, that almost nobody watches you and that people understand you're scum and that you sit up there all day and lie about the president and lie to your viewers and tell people that I said that I'm an actor and don't believe what I say? Just like they're always saying, the Republicans think Trump's looking for a way out. The things he's saying are so crazy, and Clapper and Brennan are out saying it. We think he wants to resign. That's right. He was never really running to win, and then he never really wanted to be president, and then he was never really going to do all this stuff, and, he really worked for Hillary and all the rest of it. None of it was true. It's all a hoax. Just like they'd march into people's offices early on when Trump was out of town and say, Trump fired you, leave. And then they'd call Roger Stone or others up and say, is this true? And they'd say, no, it's a scam. Wait till he comes back to town and go talk to him. And then Priebus came in and said, don't you go talk to him. He goes, well, I'm supposed to. He wants me to talk to him. And they're like, they're like, Mr. President, the leaks are because you only should talk to one person. Now let us put you in here all alone. And with Joe Arpaio coming on later, the Sheriff Arpaio, with a big exclusive interview, he's on our interview first because he wants to thank us for helping get word to the president. It's not about even the pardon. It's about the story that if you can get to him and let him know something's happening, he will research it and try to do the right thing. And they call that mentally ill, that he's not letting a bunch of globalists play the part of collective president and then tell him what to do and have him read off a script and go play golf. And they're saying, it's insane! Oh, yeah, one-sided NAFTA and GATT and TPP and all this that he's pulling out. It's insane trying to bring our economy back. That's why it's in the news today. Wall Street banks warn downturn coming. They're trying to kill the economy because they know it's associated with Trump and our Make America Great Again. It's totally naked. They want you poor. They want you dumb. They want your kids. They want you in poverty. It's in the WikiLeaks. Cloward and Piven. It's public. It's published. They're horrible people, and they think they're going to break you. They think they've got control of you. Well, ask God for help. Take action. Speak out. And we are breaking them. We've made more gains the last 2 years than we made the last 100.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the